Ranganathan, a classmate of Bhagavan. More reminiscences from Bhagavan's boyhood friend, who later became his ardent devotee. One day, Bhagavan told me, "It was your mother that came and saw me here first. Even my mother came only afterwards. Your mother came to me in 1898 when I was at Pavadakundru. She was struck to find the state in which my body was and cried and exclaimed, 'Has your father's great hospitality and feeding of the poor brought about this and turned you into a saint?' She could not bear to see Bhagavan unwashed and practically naked, sitting on the rocks. So, while returning home, she took the train and got down to join us at Virupuram and told us of the pitiable sight she saw." Referring to this incident, Bhagavan later asked me, "You all stayed away at Virupuram and sent only your mother. You thought, 'Why go and see this mendicant fellow? Is it not so?' I replied, "Bhagavan apparently felt that we couldn't bear to see him in such a state and so did not give us the conviction then that he was God, an avatar and a jnani. So we couldn't come." My mother asked Palaniswami, who was standing near Bhagavan, if Bhagavan would take fruits. Bhagavan at once stretched out his hand and my mother peeled off the skin from a banana and placed it in Bhagavan's hand. Bhagavan graciously ate it. When next she asked Palaniswami if Bhagavan would walk, Bhagavan got up and walked a few paces. Many years afterwards, Bhagavan referred to this incident and with a smile told me, "I even thought of speaking to your mother then, but was afraid that if I did so, she might be emboldened to drag me away by force to Madurai." I used to speak a word or two in those days to Palaniswami. Bhagavan related the following to me. "A man once did great tapas to attain jnana. Lord Shiva appeared before him and asked him what boon he wanted. He replied, 'Let me always have poverty and troubles.' Shiva replied, 'What is this? There are all sorts of good things in the world which you might ask for. You might ask for becoming a millionaire or an emperor. And you ask for this?' The bhakta replied, 'If I am a millionaire, my eyes will not see nor my ears hear the things that really matter. I would be caught up entirely in the affairs of the world and will be involved interminably in a succession of births and deaths. That is why I want poverty and troubles, which alone will enable me to think of you always and lead me on to jnana.' Then I asked Bhagavan, 'Is it not possible to attain jnana being such wealthy?' Bhagavan replied, 'One can attain jnana only as a result of satkarma, that is, good acts. If one is rich, one will yield to its attractions and it will be very difficult to turn to jnana.' One evening, Bhagavan took me to the top of the hill and showed me all the places of interest there, including the spot where the beacon light is lit up annually. After sunset, we climbed down and slept for the night at the Seven Springs. I laid myself down at Bhagavan's feet. In a little while, I saw Bhagavan everywhere in that place. After a while, it ceased. I told Bhagavan what I saw. He remained silent. I imagined this was like Krishna giving Vishwarupa darshan to Arjuna. I used to pester Bhagavan frequently with my questions. So, one day Bhagavan said, 'You are always asking questions. Some devotees come, sit before me and realize what alone has to be known and go away.' I replied, 'What is to be done? If you have a dance for your son, you will have to again and again shout into his ears and teach him. Bhagavan laughed and remained silent. I realized that many people had become Jivan Muktas by having Bhagavan's darshan. Who can describe Bhagavan's greatness? One day, Bhagavan told me he was where speech was not. Thereupon, I asked him, "Why then do you speak?" "Out of compassion, I have to speak," he replied. I realized then that Bhagavan was Dakshinamurti and speaks only out of compassion for us. Once, a friend had come with us from Madurai to Bhagavan. He was a great observer of all external forms of achara, orthodoxy. Bhagavan told us that a dog used to remain always before him in Nirvikalpa Samadhi, and that when she was pregnant, the ashram people would not allow her to deliver its litter at the ashram, but drove her away. Thereupon, she went up the hill and brought forth her pups. She stayed a while there, but except when suckling her little ones, she used to come as before to Bhagavan and stay in his presence. When I and the above friend sat for our food along with others in the ashram and the food had been served, one of the pups came along and sniffed my friend's leaf plate. Bhagavan laughed and related the following story. Once, Dattatreya took one of his disciples with him and went to meet his guru. On the way, he told his disciple that his guru may come in any guise. The guru came in the guise of a fakir, an ascetic who lives solely on alms. After mutual greetings, all three sat for meals. The guru took out a piece of bread from his leather bag, soaked it in a bitter's milk, freshly drawn just then, took a portion of it himself and gave the rest to Dattatreya. Dattatreya, in turn, took a portion and gave the rest to his disciple. The disciple was disgusted and could not take the bread, so he had it with him for a while and then threw it away. After a while, Dattatreya asked the disciple whether he took the bread. The disciple confessed the truth. Thereupon, Dattatreya took a little of the bread out of his guru's mouth and asked him to eat the same. After narrating this story, Bhagavan asked my friend to eat the food on the leaf plate before him, and my friend ate accordingly. Once, Bhagavan's mother told me the following. One day, while we were at Skandashram, I went out. When I left, Bhagavan was inside, lying down. When I returned, I saw him sitting on the cot outside. But when I entered inside, I saw him there too, lying as when I left. I told Bhagavan what I saw, and he laughed and said, "Why didn't you tell me at once? I would have caught the thief." This is one of the visions vouchsafed to his mother by Bhagavan. One day I asked Bhagavan, "How many more lives would I have to pass through before I could attain jnana?" Bhagavan replied, "There is no such thing as time or space. In the course of an hour during sleep, we have dreams in which we feel we have passed through many days and even years. On the cinema screen, you see pictures of a film, 1/2 inch broad, transformed into big mountains, vast oceans and huge buildings. The world is not outside. As we see the tiny pictures on the film reflected on the screen through the lens, so in the same manner, we see the small world that is in the mind as a big world outside through the lens of our sight." Once I observed a Muslim talking to Bhagavan. I imagined he was having a talk on religious and philosophical matters. After he left, Bhagavan told me, "You are all so troubled. You have debts. I have. He added, laughing, a debt of rupees 500 because I had bought combs, soaps, mirrors, groceries and other provisions in town. I learned that the previous manager of the ashram had incurred all these debts. I was greatly distressed to hear this. So, I went to Madras and told a rich bhakta of this state of affairs. He came to Tiruvannamalai, scolded the shopkeeper for having sold on credit things, men who purported to act for the ashram and settled their claims by paying 250 rupees. One day at 4 a.m., Bhagavan woke me up to go to Pandavatirtham to swim. After this, a Dikshitar of Ayyankulam, who was sleeping nearby, began scratching the floor. Bhagavan asked me to see if he was doing this with a spindle. Thereupon, the Dikshitar woke and explained that Bhagavan was referring to the dream which he had just then. It seems he was dreaming that he was in his own village, that Avaniyavatam was approaching, and that to spin yarn for making sacred threads, Punur, he was searching for his spindle. The previous day, I had told Bhagavan, Jnanis know the past, present and future. Bhagavan replied, that is a very small matter. They know what occurs in the waking, the dream and other worlds. But all worlds are only as real as this world. God has given all knowledge to men, withholding from them only knowledge of the future, even of the next minute. One day, a devotee told another, if you have Bhagavan's darshan often, he will make you a mendicant. The latter, who was a great bhakta and who knew everything, pretended to be frightened and came to Bhagavan and complained, it seems if I come to you frequently, you will make me a pauper. I am getting a salary of 1,000 rupees per month. What is to come of my wife and children if I lose this appointment? Bhagavan replied, whatever one wishes for, that gets fulfilled.